Assalamu alaikum. Did Nas Daily, with the help of Muhammad Hijab, just come back to Islam?
I spent one full month studying my religion, Islam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Now, some of you might not have known that years ago, Nas left Islam and created his own religion called Nasism.
Didn't you actually invent your own religion?
Where is this conspiracy theory coming from?
I'm totally serious. Let's have a look.
In life, there are three things you shouldn't talk about: money, politics, and religion. So today, I'm going to talk about religion. I was born and raised Muslim. I prayed 5 times a day, and in Ramadan, I fasted for 10 years. I was taught Islam was the only way to heaven, and I believed it. Then I started making non-Muslim friends. Christians said Jesus is the Son of God and is the way to heaven. Jews said they were the chosen one. Hindus said there's not one God, there are millions. And my atheist friends made fun of all of us. The more people I met, the more I realized everyone thinks their religion is right. And if one is right, then fundamentally everyone else is wrong, including me. That is when I stopped believing in religion and continued my belief in the idea of God and decided to create my own religion. It's called Nasism.
This was on the Dean Show, episode 676. This is out of love. Yeah. That's a brother's name, Nas. Haven't you compounded the problem of man-made religions already?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
We'll leave the link below, and at the end of the video, you should be able to see it up here somewhere. Now, my question is, do you think that had any impact on Nas that he left that man-made religion that he made up, created, called Nasism?
Where is this conspiracy theory coming from?
I decided to create my own religion. It's called Nasism.
Basically following one's desires, making up things as you go along, to actually coming back to following Islam, submission to the will of the Creator, Allah. As we see him now saying that this is his religion, Islam, in front of the Kaaba.
Studying my religion, Islam.
Did he wake up seeing that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world because it's the truth?
Islam is the fastest growing religion. There are more than 2 billion of us in every country in the world.
But honestly, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Like, for example, are they actually blackmailing Nas?
Turns out I'm Jewish.
I saw what Palestinians see. I was called a terrorist by a 15-year-old Jewish girl. I was almost attacked by an Israeli soldier.
Relax.
And I was stuck at checkpoints for hours.
Is that why he's remaining silent on what's going on in Palestine?
I am a Palestinian Israeli.
Whitewashing the crimes against humanity that are being committed there against his own people? Did he actually leave Nasism, the religion of the nafs, of the desires he made up before,
and decided to create my own religion? It's called Nasism.
Or is he bringing Nasism into Islam? Now, that's a matter of the heart, and we want the best for him, like we want the best for all of mankind. But one thing that we can take from this in his latest video on Islam is,
I shaved my head completely just to make a point.
You don't do Islam to prove a point. Your intention should be to please your creator. Because without the right intention, the proper knowledge, and the proper action, according to the Quran and Sunnah, then it's useless.
Islam. But this religion, I did not learn from a sheikh. I learned Islam from my mother.
إذا إحنا بنرمي قمامة على الأرض، الملائكة تتأذى لأنه النظافة هي جزء لا يتجزأ من ديننا.
Number two, you have to learn Islam from the qualified people, from the scholars, from the authentic sources, the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Another thing we learn, it's not right that for all the other religions that he was studying for a month, he actually met with scholars of those religions.
I am on a 6-month challenge to study the top 6 religions: Buddhism, Hinduism, Atheism, Judaism, Christianity,
And now for the final religion, Islam. But this religion, I did not learn from a sheikh.
But for Islam, he's doing the Nasism, is it? Making up stuff? Not good. Nas, you have to sit with scholars. You can't just make things up as you want.
There it is. This is where Islam started. In a cave that looks something like this.
Islam was revealed to Prophet Muhammad by an angel while he was sitting in the cave.
Now the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the last and final messenger sent to all of mankind. Islam was revealed from the start of mankind, starting with the first man, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all the way into the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. They all brought Islam, because what does Islam mean? Submission to the will of the Creator, God Almighty, Allah. And this is how you attain peace. So it's peace acquired by submission to the will of Allah.
And so I read about Islam, and the first thing I learned is discipline. Discipline. Discipline.
After studying Islam intensively for 1 month, one would come away with learning the most important thing of Islam, which is the absolute monotheism that every one of these prophets and messengers, this is their main mission, to deliver this monotheism to their people, to the world. This is the most important thing. You can't miss that reading the Quran. At the end, brothers and sisters, we don't want to be Muslims who just don't eat pork.
They drink alcohol, they sleep with other people, and they even commit crimes. But the one thing they will never do is eat pork. No pork!
And do everything else that's haram, that's prohibited by the Creator. And we make up our own religion, for example, Gnosticism or any other man-made religion, following our desires over what the Creator, God Almighty Allah, commanded us to do. We want to be entering into Islam completely, as Allah the Almighty says in the last and final revelation sent to mankind, the Quran, O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and perfectly and do not follow the footsteps of Satan, Shaitan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. With that said, brothers and sisters, we'll see you next time. Until then, subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure you hit that notification bell so you don't miss videos like this. Leave us your comments below and we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
If you are sincerely looking for truth, ask God for guidance and it's upon Him to guide you.
Beautiful. Done. We'd like to hear from you, Nas. Anybody else struggling? Take this beautiful advice. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show every week. Subscribe if you haven't already. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.